Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We cook with hot grease now, man.
Afternoons on The Score.
Here in Chicago at halftime, they honored the Super Bowl 20 champions, 1985. Jim McMahon got a huge roar here tonight. Mike Singletary. I mean, you go on down the list. And a team that Richard Dent. Hampton about to get the Lombardi Trophy.
And what a group that was. I was fortunate not to be drafted until 1989.
He still had to deal with them for a little while. And then the Cowboys exploded and became the team of the 90s. Shout out to my guy Dan Hampton. Hamp looked great last night.
Hamp looked so strong and thick and healthy.
You talk about incredible genetics. Like that guy. He's got him. He's also just I adore Hamp. So shout out to my guy Hamp.
Who would come out to see Tributosaurus do a whole night of Tears for Fears? Right? I mean, because my goodness.
Layla just raised her hand. She says she's in.
I've been wanting to do Tears for Fears for a long time.
Then why don't you do it?
I think hopefully we will. Can we go 15, 20 songs deep on Tears for Fears with impunity?
I don't know. I don't know if you need to do that. I'm thinking 10 might work.
Well, then we need another band. That's the whole thing because I got to do a whole night.
Extendo versions.
We could do two, you know? I could do like Tears for Fears and In Excess.
Layla says Simple Minds, which is a good call.
Yeah, Simple Minds would be fun. So, you know.
These two Simple Minds are talking about the Bears with you.
Look at that!
312-644-6767 is the number. We've kept you waiting long enough. Let's get it. Joey is in Libertyville. Hey, Joey, you're on The Score.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey guys, how are you?
We're good, Joey.
I had a quick thought. Yeah, so I watched a segment with Tom Brady giving an interview, and he had mentioned like one of his superpowers, and among others, like Peyton Manning and Drew Brees, is when they step up to the line of scrimmage, they feel like they know what that defense is running, and they're already in their minds projecting where they're going to go with that ball, along with their reads. I just wanted to get your thoughts on where you think Caleb is with his knowledge of defenses in the league and how that might attribute to his success in the future.
I think it's a great point. I think it's very, very low in terms of his knowledge of defenses. I don't think he was taught necessarily very well last year about how to learn that stuff.
Or in college,
that's for sure. And we also don't know how he learns. We don't know what his learning process is on the ins and outs. And that some of those coaches from last year threw around like some very lazy, broad generalizations in that Tyler Dunn piece. But we don't know what kind of a learner he is. He clearly does not walk up to the line with that sense of mastery that the great ones do, but he's very young and some people do grow into this. Conversation for you and me during the breaks, Lawrence, has been all about Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts, but also Baker Mayfield and Geno Smith.
And Lamar Jackson.
And some quarterbacks get to stay in the spot where they learn. Most do not.
Yeah, usually, I mean, it seems like there's this thing of like you have to kind of go on and move on. It's a bigger topic than us talking about what happened last night, but I feel strongly about it. I feel strongly that the quarterback clock, and maybe that means there should be a different salary cap for quarterbacks, that makes people make dumb decisions. That you might have someone, and I don't know, like I'm not qualified to speak on it. But if you have someone like Caleb who you think has a chance to be great, is the right choice to play them right away. But there's, if you're a GM or a head coach, you're like, this guy's got to get on the field. Do you make a mistake in not letting them sit and learn? There are examples on both sides of this. Jaden Daniels walked in the door. They built an offense around him. They went to the NFC Championship game.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes sat for a year behind a really smart quarterback and a really good guy who coaches quarterbacks. J.J. McCarthy sat for a year with an injury, right? Mm-hmm. But he's working with a coach that we all think is great, including Caleb, by the way. These guys, the individuality of each guy and how they learn, what they learn, and what's best for them at the start of their career,
yeah,
it's a crapshoot.
And I'm left with, and I know we teased before the break, it feeling similar to 2019. The questions I ended up asking about Mitch were, I wonder if familiarity with the offense and comfort in the scheme and a better understanding can lead to better accuracy. That was my question. And the answer,
I think the answer is yes.
Well, it didn't with Mitch.
But no, you're right. But I think overall, yes.
Well, I have the same question about Caleb after watching last night. The accuracy issues are about comfort from last night,
yeah,
right?
And Sunday is going to be a thing. Chris is out in Champaign. Hey, Chris, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I'm not big on patience. I'm like Spiegel. And I'm guessing that Ben Johnson's in the same vein. So I called last year about this same time. And I personally think that Caleb Williams is a bust. Now, I have a see in the future a little bit. I have the Bears going 5-12, Ben Johnson drafting a quarterback, and Williams not being with the Bears or signing a fifth-year option. I just wonder what you guys' thoughts are on that.
I'm not ready to project out three more seasons. Like, I'm not ready to do that.
I'm also not ready to declare him a bust.
I think bust is actually off the table, but that's just me. I don't think he's a bust. I think he might not live to his potential, and depending on what your definition of bust is.
Yeah, bust and a lemon are different, aren't they?
Yeah, probably.
Because a lemon, you can drive on a lemon.
For a little while.
Yeah, I think you can. I think that's the whole thing about a lemon. It's like, oh, man, I drove it off the lot. Look at me. I'm driving around. I'm getting places. And then the lemon, like, this breaks down and that breaks down. And you realize, ooh, just wasn't built that well.
But it's also so weird, and we're judging a lot of this on one game. But let's use another Bears example. You saw a great version of Justin Fields on Sunday.
You really did.
They didn't win the game, but you saw maybe the best version of him as runner slash passer in that game against the Steelers on Sunday. And you start looking around, you see guys that end up growing into the job. Is Ben the right guy to teach him? I think yes.
I think yes too, which is why I will come back around to patience.
Come on back.
Right now I'm living in Worrytown. I've moved in.
I told you that we had a place for you.
Yeah,
but
you saved me a place, and I just went ahead. Frankly, here's what you didn't know. Beginning last night, I've just been staying in Worrytown, not paying rent. I've been squatting in Worrytown.
Oh, we know. We're gonna get the sheriff to get you on up out of there.
Just curiously, how is the housing market there in Worrytown?
It's booming.
Oh, Alex, interesting.
It is. The Wi-Fi, like the Wi-Fi, it's booming.
This is the man.
All right.
Yeah, right now in Worrytown, our realtors are doing great. My guy Brad is out there selling. He is selling, getting people to Worrytown. Now, here's the thing. Our sister suburb.
Concernville?
No, Patience.
Oh, Patience.
Patience, Illinois. They've seen a lot of people move. That's where we've seen the most people move from.
Right.
From Patience to Worrytown.
Some people moved into Patience we didn't really like.
I will tell you, though.
You know what I mean? They weren't my kind of people.
You can get a great deal in Patience, Illinois right now.
Oh, you can.
You can get a great deal. Now, here's
what are you doing? You're the mayor of Worrytown.
Here's a little secret.
You're getting a piece of everything in Patience,
here's
too.
Here's a little secret.
He's taking off both sides of the apple.
I have a condo in Patience, Illinois.
Of course you do. Sometimes you want to be downtown.
Yeah, sometimes you want to hang out there. Yeah. My house is in Worrytown.
Right, but
just on general practice.
Patience is on the lakefront. It's beautiful out there.
And it's nice to go out there sometimes.
Look, I'm squatting
in
Worrytown.
Sunrises.
I get it. I'm squatting in Worrytown. You can't kick me out. You can't, like, the laws actually protect me as a squatter in far more ways than you'd ever realize.
Not after what Governor Pritzker did. We're going to get you on up out of here.
Go ahead. You try. I'll still be here 2 months from now.
But what happens to your timeshare? And,
folks, if Chuck McDowell
I call Chuck McDowell, and then he gets us up out of it.
If you want to get rid of your timeshare, I'm like, why would I want to get rid of my timeshare?
No, he's been good for you. Oh, Lord. Kyle is out in LaGrange. Are you JJ's uncle or something, Kyle?
No, I am not.
Okay.
But I want to get you all to move away from Worryville and come over to Patience City and just try this with me.
Okay.
This is a whole new system that's in place. New coach. We needed a new coach. New O-line, we needed a new O-line. Give these guys some time to gel together. And, you know, it's not going to happen instantly. They'll probably lose next week against the Lions, too. But then after that, we get the Cowboys and the Raiders. Mm-hmm. I can very easily see this team being 2-2 4 weeks in, you know. So I'm just saying, let's give these guys some time. If you ever watch Eli and Peyton talk about it, you can actually see Peyton was breaking it down. Caleb was going through his reads, moving his legs with his eyes. And last season, we won our home opener, but that was one ugly-looking win.
Thank you for the call, and thank you for reaching us from your home there in Patience. And I may come visit. I may come visit, but as of right now, I'm squatting in Worrytown. We will hear some of Peyton and Eli talking about Caleb a little bit later on from the Manning cast last night.
It's nice when they break down your quarterback, because there were a bunch of times like we were waiting for them.
They just skipped
with
the Bears.
With Justin. And yeah. It was like, no, I want to hear what they say. And they wouldn't take those games. But they took this one because it was the first one of the season. More of your phone calls, 312-644-6767. That's another way that you can text us, by the way. How are you feeling? There was a level of hype and party that was going on until about halftime. And then sadness turned into anger. And here we are.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.